We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. And I am excited to welcome from American Idol contestant, Ace Styles. Ace, what's up? What's going on? How are you? Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, nothing much. How are you?
Good.
Glad to be here.
I understand you're 16. So how real has this experience been for you from before being a contestant on American Idol to now? In music, did you think you would be where you are today and how crazy your life is going through this experience and now with all the people wanting to talk to you?
Let's just say I've been ready since I was like 6 years old. I've always wanted to be a singer, so I was ready for it to happen, and I was so lucky to be able to go on this show and have that exposure. And now it's crazy because there's so many people, and I'm like, well, gotta look on point. No bedhead, no more. Gotta be looking.
Yeah, but just came back from school today, so it's real life for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on spring break right now, and in most of my school, I'm there online, and I go for a few hours because I only have two classes that are in school, so not there for too long.
Exactly, and staying busy and all those different things. So talk about, so 6 years old, you were ready. So you said at six, you figured it out. What what artist inspired you? Because there has to be an artist that inspired you.
When I was six, it was Hannah Montana. Let me tell you, I was going to be the next Hannah Montana. I had the wig,
really?
The microphone. Yes, and then I was Taylor Swift. And then it was One Direction. I remember I had it. It was like a map plot line of who I was obsessed with as a kid. But no, yeah, I always kind of knew, you know, this is kind of what I want to do. At that same age, at six, I started doing musical theater. So that was kind of my introduction to the world of performance and singing. And I did that for 10 years, pretty much. So yeah, I've always been ready. It was always something that I wanted to do. I kind of was like, I have no backup plans, so I hope this pans out. But
the musical, you know. Theater. What music? Mm-hmm. What? Musical is your favorite musical?
My favorite musical that I've been in, or just in general?
Been in first, and then we'll go to favorite okay. In general.
My favorite musical that I've been in, I was in it twice. I did Les Mis when I was like 10, and then again at 13, 14. So that one's my favorite. I love watching it on Netflix when I'm bored.
Really? So who did you play in Les Mis?
So the first time I was Little Eponine, so I didn't do any, I just like pranced around and then sat with like the fake drunk people, and it was great. I had a great time. And then the second time I did it, I was prostitute number one. Oh, yeah. I had a solo and everything. My official title.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Okay. So that was, how old were you when you were in Les Mis and for those? When you did
the
Les Mis?
First time I was like 10. I was going in. Fifth grade? Yeah. I was going in grade.
Okay.
And then the second time I was 13 or 14, it was like, I literally wore a wig because I had hair, and then, and I cut it all off. And then like a month later I came out. So it was right before, that was like the last one that I did before that.
All right. So let's talk about favorite musical that you want to be in of all time, your favorite musical.
I want to be in Falsettos. I love Falsettos, not gonna lie. I've watched that bootleg so many times. I would love to be in it. I think I like perpetually just look like a 14-year-old boy, so I think I could play the kid, you know. And
that's great. That's awesome. All right. So let's talk about, how did you get the opportunity, American Idol? Give us that, how that happened.
Well, it was nothing really specific. It was just I saw, you know, they were auditioning, obviously, and it's like an open audition, and I actually got it in the bag like really early before they were doing like open calls and things. I just sent one in on a whim because I was like, you know what, I'm to the point where I'm like confident in myself, and I was like, I'm ready to go out and do something. So I was putting out auditions for multiple things, and I was lucky enough to hear back from them, and then it was a couple rounds of singing for people, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually I you know, it was kind of like, okay, you've made it. And I was like,
was that okay. ever a dream was that ever a dream to be on American Idol?
For sure. I mean, not even specifically Idol, just like to be on one of those talent shows, because you always watch them as kids. But we watched them all the time. So it was really, really exciting to get the chance to be on one. And it was crazy because I watch clips like, you know, you watch clips on YouTube and you can find ones from exactly. American Idol all the way from the year of I was born. So it's obviously been going on a long time. And so I was very excited.
It seems like it. It's just that the experience. So finally, when you got to that last audition, what were your thoughts when you were going to sing? And like, were you nervous at all, or were you very confident going?
Honestly, I was pretty okay. I thought I would be more nervous than I was. Like, I thought I would be shaky, and I wasn't, which was kind of like, that is suspicious. I don't know about that one. And then I got in there, and I wasn't worried about singing, and I was pretty much chilling. I was just trying to be myself and all. What I was worried about is that my string had broken like 10, 20 minutes before. And so I had a brand new string on my instrument. And I don't, if you know anything about things with strings,
right?
They take so long to break in. You got to stretch them and play them. So that was I was like, just stay in tune for the rest of this audition. Just stay in tune. And it did. I was so proud. I was like, good job, ukulele. You did a great job. So yeah.
Exactly. And my co-host has joined us, but I'll just keep him up to date and summarizing where we're at. So what song did you sing? So tell me the song you sung.
I sang an original song called Addicted.
And so who sung the original song Addicted? Is it me, who's not, you know, I would know the artist, but who was the original song Addicted? Who sung that?
I wrote it and I sang it.
Oh, it's yours original. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Original that's means he original. Wrote it.
Thank you, Dave. And so Dave shows up, the caregiver, Dave Nassani, shows up late, but hey, he could show up late on an interview. So Dave, I'll let you go with the question. So basically what we've learned so far from this is Ace's experience. We're right at American Idol. So he sung an original song, duh. I made my little move, Ace, and made a mistake, but hey, we make those in this crazy week of spring. I'm ready for be out of this pandemic. Can you believe March 21st? And for an artist, Ace, that's hard, right? March 21st is when the pandemic began, where we're all locked down. And and Dave, who's in LA, is still locked down. I'm in Pennsylvania, so it's semi. And how have you dealt with it? Then I'll let Dave ask a question about your experience on American Idol, some other stuff. How did you deal with it as an artist when it happened?
I'm not gonna lie, at the beginning I was not doing well. I don't think anybody was, you know, I didn't really know how to handle it. And obviously just beyond performing, I'm in high school, and you have high school friends, and it was really tough just not being around anybody. And I had kind of fought through a lot of social anxiety. And then I felt like it was all just creeping back because I never saw anyone. I never left my house. And then with music, it was also a very like dull moment where I just didn't feel creative and I didn't want to write for a while. And then July is when really American Idol hit, where I was auditioning and stuff and meeting with people. And that was kind of like, ooh,
that
and
then was
it just kind of started summer. To rise.
Exactly. And that's what everyone went through, because we didn't know what to expect. And then as he jumps off again, we'll make sure we get back. He at least it made an appearance. So basically, we didn't know what to expect. And I think, Ace, that's the crazy thing is not to know what to expect next and where we were going. And you feel, how have you grown, you think, in this year going through all this? You know, because everyone's grown. We've all grown in some way. The publicist that's here has grown in some way dealing with this entire year. So I can't believe we're sitting here March 21st is when it started. How have you grown?
I mean, pretty much in any aspect I've grown except my height. I'm still 5'3", but I mean, it's crazy because obviously I thought I was doing okay beforehand. Like I was like, I love myself. I'm like fine. And then all this hit and I was like, you know, it was kind of like we're wavering now and, exactly. And it's hard. And then, you know, I went on TV and obviously within that, it was like 3 months before it aired. So it was still in 2020 and
exactly.
And it was right in the middle of like my first semester of senior year. And I won't say I was ever ready, and it was a lot of a learning process within my personal life, personal relationships, as well as my musical and that aspect. You know, obviously I grew, I'm here right now, so had to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, you definitely grew.
Going up. So yeah, it's not easy, but at the end of the day, look where I am now. So I'm gonna say it was an okay, you know, a positive outcome for the year.
I would say that I've learned so much, yet I feel like I'm in the same position, except a lot of things have opened up, but I feel like I'm in the same position in so many ways. Meaning like everything, I've grown, yet I feel like I've not moved. It's weird, but I have direction more than I had a year ago, right? I've understood, but I still that what if, because of what we're dealing with, right? Because we're still not back performing in front of big crowds. We're not, you know, socializing with lots of people. So we're still in that what if phase, but it seems like 2021 is better than 2020. And we'll definitely go. So Dave, now as you've changed your background and you're not really at a gas station, but he is a gas station guy. And he's a nationally syndicated radio host and everything, just to give you an update, Ace, in this. But I always am able to kind of go, Dave, ask him some questions about American Idol. I'll give you a couple questions to ask him.
Sure. I apologize. Hello, I got an electrician, Dave, who keeps turning the internet on and off and on and off. He's checking stuff. So that's why I was late. And that's why I'm back and forth. And I did hear your video on American Idol, and it was very, very moving. And the first thing I thought was Norah Jones. Oh, my God. You know, and I can't believe they said no. And I'm trying to say, well, why did they do it? You know, maybe they wanted something different. I don't know. But maybe they didn't want another Norah Jones. What are your feelings as to why you think they said no? Because as far as I'm concerned, they all should have said yes.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well, I just call them as I see them. Did you always sound like Norah Jones before? Well, you would know because you probably weren't born when she first came around.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I've sounded the same since my voice changed.
So you just happened puberty. To sound that way.
I'm just that talented, you know.
You're not like copying her.
No, I'm trying to picture Norah Jones in my head right now, and it's not happening. But. Again?
This is Dave's older. So Dave, you come up with that. He's a performer too. He's a singer, but also he's not just a singer, but also a comedian in some way. He's a jack of all trades. But so basically he calls them like he sees them.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter how she looks. Just Google her and you'll listen to her. And so it sounds like you don't even know who she is. So she obviously didn't influence you. It's just, wow, coincidence.
And, no, thank you.
So what's in store for the future? I mean, I saw you were pretty shook up when they turned you down, and they were very gracious about it. And, you know, especially one of them. How long did it take you to get over that?
I'm not gonna lie. It was a tough aftermath, if you will. Sure. I wasn't quite, I think I let my expectations be really high, and kind of feeling that kind of all go downhill was not good. And that's no one's fault. And I think it was, you know, based on, you know, just being a sad experience and then past experiences and all that welling up, and it honestly kind of broke me. I'm not going to lie. It took a while to get over. Beyond that, then a lot of drama in the personal life did not help at all. And that happens. But I was lucky enough to be able to kind of relearn and just, you know, figure out what direction I'm going to go in, and take that experience, that opportunity, and kind of learn from it in a way, and kind of figure myself out. And obviously I'm a writer, you know, I write songs, so I did myself a little writing, if you will. And
well, you have an amazing mom. She's very supportive.
Oh, thank you. I love my mom.
But I'm sure even when she was trying to encourage you, you were saying, yeah, you're my mom. You have to say that stuff, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. When I first started doing my own stuff, and she kind of forced me to go and do the first open mic. And Eva, when we were there, she was like, you don't have to, but you should do it, do it, do it. You know,
yeah,
she's always like, my friends like to argue that they're my number one fan. And I'm like, you're going to have to beat my mom. And they're like, yeah, you're right. You're right. And I'm like, I know. But yeah, no, she's great. And she was the backbone that I think I needed for that whole experience. Yeah. And I'm glad she was there with me.
So are you getting a lot of acceptance from your friends, you know, because of the trans thing and all of that?
With the trans thing, it's a bit old news for my friends. I mean, it's been a while since I came out, and a lot of them I didn't know before I came out. So they only know me as this person that I am now, which is honestly really great. With the show, like, I don't know. My best friend, like, I didn't watch it, and my best friend, she literally was watching it for me and then telling me what was happening. And then we spent the rest of the night watching my follower count go up, and like, she's so cool, and she's so great about it and encouraging. And a lot of my friends, again, I never see because I'm always at my house. So I'm sure that they're happy for me, but I mean, I don't know.
I forgot to look how many followers or people have.
I think it's 13.3K on Instagram. Instagram, and that's the
YouTube?
Highest number.
How about YouTube?
YouTube's 1,000-something. I haven't looked today.
Yeah. So what's interesting is now you see that new 15 minutes of fame or fame that you're developing now. How do you take that? You're doing interviews, you're doing a nationally syndicated radio show, TV, you're doing all these different things. How are you handling all this at home and different things, because you had to wait so many months without telling anybody about American Idol? So that's the other part, hard.
Hello.
Right?
I'm so not good at waiting, let me tell you. Why did you have to wait?
You can't because tell anybody when you sign a contract that you can't say what happened during the auditions. You can't say anything. And if you do, they won't even air it, right? Ace, is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how far of an extent it goes.
Tough.
But yeah, you keep it on the down low. And obviously, it came out like 3 months after I filmed it. So it was a lot of like anticipation and not knowing exactly when it was going to be. And I was like, I am not a patient person. But I did it. I'm here now. So it's fine.
Did they invite you back at some time in the future to audition again for American Idol?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I'll let you know.
So what's next for Ace? That was the question Dave was asking. What's next for you? What do you have coming up?
Next, big things. You know, I'm working, we're doing interviews, and hopefully we'll get to do some performances, even if they're, you know, online, and start making music. And really, just this is just the launching pad for hopefully a bigger career, and I'm very excited. So what's next for Ace? All of the above. I'm ready so
you
to go.
You can't say anything yet, right? Things are in the works, right?
Oh, we're working.
Do you have a music coach?
No.
No?
I don't. I did when I was younger. I had a vocal teacher, but not anymore. Not for a couple of years. I just on my own. But yeah.
All right. So Dave, ask your caregiving question, why he's called the caregiver.
Well, you're the youngest one I'll be asking this question to, and I don't even know if you know what a caregiver is, because I sure didn't know what a caregiver is.
Yes, I know what a caregiver is.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
Then tell you're smarter than me.
Yeah, yes. Ace is smarter than you, Dave. So
my wife had a stroke. I didn't know what a caregiver was. All I know is she has a stroke. She lost her speech. She became paralyzed on one side. Maybe you know some people who, you know, elderly, maybe your grandparents or, you know, relatives, aunts, uncles, I don't know. But what experience have you had personally with caregiving? Because they say everyone's going to eventually become or need a caregiver one day. And believe it or not, 6 million kids from the ages of 8 to 18 are caregivers. And a lot of them are missing school. And, you know, the mom will tell them, you're watching grandma today. You're not going to school. Well, okay. Because there's no one else. So,
yeah. What a question. I don't know if I've outright ever been or considered myself a caregiver. I do have older grandparents, and they are just fine on their own, but I call myself their butler. So I clean for them and I do that stuff. And I have a little brother, and when he was younger, I like to say I raised him well, because he likes like Kiss and the Beatles and all the older rock and roll. I'm like, I raised you good.
Does he
and
sing?
He doesn't sing. He plays guitar. Okay. He plays the electric, and he takes lessons. And he's so good, and he doesn't know it. He's so embarrassed, but I'm telling you, he's going to be big.
You're going to be big.
Oh, thank you. I have a cat. I don't know if that's not caregiving.
Well, then you are
a
caregiver.
Person.
If you have a cat,
he's my emotional support animal. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere without him. And honestly, if you gave me an hour, I could talk straight about how much I love my cat. He is my baby. I love him so much. And so, yeah, we hang out every day. I take care of him, take care of the dogs. They're all taking naps right now.
Where do
but
you
yeah,
live? What state?
I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is okay.
Oklahoma.
Have you ever been in Oklahoma? The musical Oklahoma. Never?
I haven't been in the musical Oklahoma, but let me tell you, I have sang the songs from Oklahoma a bajillion times. You can't go to a concert.
Okay, so sing one of your favorite songs from Oklahoma. Go.
I'm a girl who can't say no. Blah, 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 you know, I did a terrible fix. Blah, 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 blah. Oh,
okay,
no.
Then sing da, 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 okay.
That's absolutely what I can think of.
No worries. It's but where can we connect with you on Instagram? Is the best place Instagram?
Yeah, I'm most frequently on Instagram. I have a Twitter and a Facebook kind of, and YouTube, obviously, all the videos. So you
where
can
you
hit me
play,
up anywhere.
Do you play at a place regularly?
I
saw you
do,
playing with look like a club or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I do an occasional coffee house gig. Yeah. It's called the Gypsy Coffee House, and they have open mics, so I sometimes go to those.
You have a band with you, or just whoever's there?
It's usually just whoever's there. We are trying to set up some stuff with a band and get some shows booked, so I'll keep you updated.
Make a lot of YouTube videos. All I saw on YouTube basically was the American Idol. You need more stuff on there.
No, just depends. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. But see, but the best place to connect is Instagram, right? You're on Instagram mostly, would you
yes,
say?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we'll definitely connect with you, Ace.
Great.
Thank you. It's good you were on your spring break. Got you at the right time. Best of luck, and let us know when the new projects are coming, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right, guys.
Nice to meet you. Talk to you.
Take care. Okay, that's the caregiver
day
segment. Take care, guys.
Bye.